And liberty listening in around the world tonight. You're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old cop Jack McLam coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Beautiful day up here in the great Rocky Mountains. Sunshine about 55 degrees. My goodness, isn't winter wonderful in the Rocky Mountains? Good grief. Well, folks, it's good to be back with you again, and so much is happening here at our two police and military associations, Police and Military Against the New World Order and Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. Just got a wire in, a communication in about a dear brother of ours that was killed, murdered, because he knew too much about the Oklahoma City bombing. We're going to start out with that tonight. Sergeant Terry Yakey, absolutely wonderful police officer, sergeant there in Oklahoma City, found out too much, and he was suicided, like so many people are today, by those in power. We'll start off there. We thank Pat Shannon for sending out this information. He says here that the terror loosed on Oklahoma City on April 19, 1995, was created by criminals and murderers directed by and paid for by the federal government. This is the only conclusion that can be reached by a common analysis of all the facts. The case of Sergeant Terry Yakey is only one of a myriad of dramatic stories that could be told, stories just waiting for Hollywood, but out of bounds for public consumption. It's been nearly 10 years since Oklahoma City's Mirror Building was blown apart. One quiet April... turning the page here on this morning. Contrary to news reports, the person found guilty and sentenced to the Mirror bombing atrocity could not have been solely responsible. An Oklahoma City police sergeant became aware of this before anyone else, apparently during the first hours of rescue where he was present. He paid for that discovery with his life. Sergeant Terry Yakey, an African-American hero, if there ever was one, was a giant of a man with a heart as big as the rest of him. We'll be back and share the rest of the story about how Sergeant Yakey met his death because he knew too much about the terrorists in our own government. Be back in just a moment.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Today, the media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a dangerous cold and flu season. What will you do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative with 7 years of clinical studies called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and to be at least up to 300% more effective than any other silver product on the market. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, eye, ear, and respiratory infections, and many more, yet completely safe for everyday use by children and adults of all ages. Call International Health now for a complete information pack with CD at 800-974-1879. Let the power of supercharged silver protect you and your family. That's 800-974-1879. We're so sure it works. In fact, we guarantee it. Call 800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
In our Aiden Abet Police Military newsletter on constitutional issues. But it's every once in a while I dedicate some of my speeches to this brave American hero. Sergeant Terry Yakey was one of the first on the scenes there. And there's a memorable news photo of his 6'3", nearly 300-pound frame sprinting down Northwest 5th Street towards the building on one of those many rescue missions he performed on that day. He worked for 48 hours straight without any sleep, rescuing people from the building that the government blew up. After numerous private investigators produced evidence of multiple explosions, unexploded bombs being hauled away by the authorities, and the incapability of an ammonium nitrate fuel bomb to cause that kind of devastation seen in downtown Oklahoma City that day, a giant government cover-up became obvious to Sergeant Terry Yakey. But Yakey knew these things long before the rest of us knew them, folks. Only a couple of hours into the rescue, Yakey became painfully aware that something was disturbing about the crime scene. Did he somehow figure out that the building had been blown from inside, as it was, and that the news reports were fabricated? Did he overhear a strange conversation from some of the many Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the ATF agents, who were on the scene sooner than they should have been? Whatever it was, Sergeant Yakey was terribly upset. He called his wife that morning, crying to her, "It's not true. It's not what they said or saying on the news. It didn't happen that way." Sergeant Yakey continued to run back and forth into the concrete mass of bricks and mortar all day long and continued beyond exhaustion far into the night. In a cadre of heroes that day, Yakey's performance was outstanding. On May 11th, the following year, he was scheduled to receive the Medal of Valor from the Oklahoma City Police Department. He never got it. He was murdered on May 8, 1996, in the country, 2.5 miles west of El Reno Penitentiary in Oklahoma. His body was found a mile from his blood-soaked car. Now think about this suicide, folks. The official report said suicide from his own department, who came way out there outside Oklahoma City to take over the investigations. I wonder why. However, many people who knew Yakey have questioned that it was a suicide, as the inside of Terry's private automobile was described by witnesses as looking like someone had butchered a hog on the front seat. There was so much blood on the back seat, too, but little or none where his body was found a mile away. More suspiciously, his private bombing reports were missing from his car and have never been found. According to the report, while still inside his Ford Probe that he had parked on a lonely country road, Yakey slashed himself 11 times on both forearms before cutting his own throat twice near the jugular vein. Then, apparently seeking an even more private place to die, he crawled on his hands and knees 8,000 feet through rough terrain and climbed a fence before shooting himself in the head with a small caliber revolver, which he apparently took with him to the hereafter because it wasn't found. Independent investigators speculate that had Yakey shot himself with his own gun, a Glock 9mm, there would have been significantly more damage to his head than was evident. What appeared to be rope burns on his neck, handcuff burns on his wrist, and muddy grass embedded in his slash wounds strongly indicated that he had some help and traversing the 8,000 feet final distance to his death. However, the information about the victim undergoing a violent beating prior to his suicide was left off the medical examiner's report. The bullet's entry wound was in the right temple, above the eye. It went through the policeman's head and exited the area of the left cheek near the bottom of the earlobe line. The trajectory was from a 40 to 45 degree angle above his head, and there was no powder burns. According to unnamed officers, 40 or more law enforcement personnel were at the scene combing the area for the suicide weapon, but were unsuccessful for more than an hour. But after an FBI helicopter landed at the scene carrying FBI SAC Bob Ricks, Yakey's weapon was suddenly discovered only 5 minutes later. Of course, it was not Yakey's police-issue handgun, and the description of the weapon has never been made public, but the official record immediately became that of suicide. One of the last people Yakey talked to was a friend he knew who he told he was on a mission of private investigation. Yakey told him that he was on his way to El Reno to check out something, but first he had to shake the FBI agents that were following him. He reportedly stopped at a cafe in El Reno, spoke with a friend, and had either lunch or coffee there around noon. His body was found about 1:30 p.m. the same day, yet his family was not even notified to the following day on May 9th. His wife, Terry Yakey, the mother of his children, later reported in a radio interview that Yakey had shared a secret safe deposit box with Dr. Charles Cumley at one of the downtown Oklahoma City banks. despite denials by OC, that's got to be Oklahoma City Police Department officials, Ms. Yakey maintains that Yakey and Chumley were friends even before the bombing and that they had conferred several times regarding pictures from the scene of the crime and the distorted myth of the official story. She suspects that the bank box contained incriminating pictures, but the private bank box in mention was closed and its contents emptied immediately after Sergeant Yakey's death. Ms. Yakey does not know who authorized it, and whatever contents were there have never surfaced. Chumley had only worked side by side with Yakey during those first hours and days of rescue, but also had defied the federal officials at the scene who reportedly attempted to have him falsify police reports. Chumley, a private pilot, had also died mysteriously when his plane went into a nosedive at 6,000 feet into a cabbage field following the takeoff from Amarillo, Texas, in August 1995. FAA investigators found nothing mechanically wrong to cause such a bizarre accident, and it remains unsolved how it happened. Including Chumley and Yakey, there have been more than 30 suspicious deaths of witnesses who harbored information pertinent to the truth in the Oklahoma City case. During recent decades, much of the FBI has earned the reputation of being more of a government protectorate than an efficient investigative agency. Although the Yakey incidents occurred 30 miles away in a different jurisdiction, the investigation was quickly taken out of the hands of the El Reno police and the Canadian County Sheriff. I guess that's the name of the county. Canadian County Sheriff, and turned over to the Oklahoma City Police Department and the FBI. No homicide investigation was conducted, and there has been no autopsy. The funeral director reported that the cuts described as superficial in the medical examiner's report were so severe that the funeral director had to sew up the cuts in Sergeant Yakey's body to prevent leakage before the body could be embalmed. Yet the medical examiner said the cuts were superficial. One retired cop who performed anonymously or prefers anonymity suggested that the strange hush-up of a cop killing was easily instigated by the FBI because of its knowledge of drug crimes within the ranks of the Oklahoma City Police Department. It's a hammer that FBI agents have held over our heads for a long time, he said. In an exclusive interview with American Free Press, Mrs. Yakey said her husband had been upset by something he had seen under the daycare center during the Operation Rescue attempts. He had wanted to go back and photograph it, but the officials would not let him back in the site again. She said Sergeant Yakey had been ordered by his superiors at the Oklahoma City Police Department to rewrite his 9-page report to omit and alter certain facts and to condense it to but one page. She said she had been told by her husband's superior, Lieutenant Joan Randall, in a brief but hostile telephone exchange, "Tell Terry that if the news report is not submitted by the end of the week, he will be put on reprimand." Or if his new report, not news report, the new report is not submitted by the end of the week, he will be put on reprimand. Ms. Yakey also said Yakey was supposed to be decorated for his work as a rescue person, but didn't really want the limelight. She said Sergeant Yakey felt the investigation was fraudulent and didn't like the fact that the OCPD, Oklahoma City Police Department, was honoring people who weren't deserving of awards. Yakey had told friends that he was going out of town to hide or secure evidence of a cover-up of the Oklahoma City bombing by federal agents. End of the story, folks? I certainly hope not. We'll be back in just a minute with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
Are you can't believe it.
It's really, it's amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to fights.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is that old cop, Jack McLam, and I'll tell you what, we've got a lot of heroes in uniform out there, folks, and it's just too bad that some of them are standing up and speaking out today, and they put their lives in jeopardy. Believe me, I know a lot of these brothers and sisters that are brave Americans in uniform, and it's just too bad our enemy is within, and Sergeant Terry Yakey was a great American hero. And we've written about him before. Matter of fact, he was on the cover of one of our Aid and Abet Police military newsletters a few years ago. We're going to continue trying to get attention to his homicide at the hands of government. And so we'll keep reporting on this to you, the audience out there. Brother's on the line right now, Alex Jones. So let's go to Alex Jones real quick. Brother Alex, how are you tonight?
Jack, I'm great. You keep bringing up such important subjects when I'm out driving around listening locally on 90.1 FM that I just have to call in. You know, I've interviewed police that worked the Oklahoma City bombing, as I know you have, Colonel Roberts and others.
Yes.
And, you know, they tortured this poor guy to death, and he did tell people that he did have the evidence. I mean, we all have the evidence now, too. It's very clear that building was bombed from the inside.
Right.
But you know, to see his fellow officers just sit there like a bunch of cowards. I mean, they couldn't get all of the officers on the Oklahoma City Police Department, but they act like cowards, and this happens. And as a society, we do this. So cops talk about some of these bad cops, or these weak cops, talk about how much they love their fellow officers. But all the time, cops get killed for standing up against drug dealers in the department, or their bosses running prostitutes. And there's so many famous cases of this. The FBI running murder for hire out of Chicago. Basically, it took over the old mob's job. And it's simple. Criminals get into positions of power. The New World Order, as you say, is global organized crime. That's all it is. And more of these criminals are getting in positions of power, picking out the good people, putting in their people, and that's called tyranny. And they murdered and tortured that poor officer. And I'm just glad that you and others, and of course myself and our listeners, have been standing up for him. So when the police tune into my show and hear me getting angry about them acting like thugs, it's not because I dislike them themselves. I'm very angry and threatened by all this. And, you know, when good cops get in trouble or good cops get killed, we're there standing up for them. And I would just encourage the police to not be cowed and scared by this. If we had more police like Officer Yakey, we wouldn't be in this police state today.
Yes, brother, in a case that I'm very familiar with, and you are too, I was down to Arkansas five times investigating the murder by federal agents of Sheriff Gene Matthews because he witnessed the execution of Gordon Call at the hands of an ATF agent named Jim Hall, and he was surprised because he looked into the face of a man executed on the floor that he thought was the owner of the house, Bill Wade. And when he said, "You killed Bill Wade and you didn't kill Gordon Call," pandemonium broke out among the assassins in there, and he never got out alive. You know, there's another sheriff, a good law enforcement man, that refused to go along, and he got executed by fellow law enforcement people at the federal level
sheriff,
right there at the scene.
Yeah, that was Sheriff Brown, wasn't it?
No, Sheriff... boy.
Who was the black sheriff who ran against corruption and the other deputy said, "We're going to kill you," and then they shot,
yeah,
they gunned him down at his home?
Yeah.
Now they got caught, but the point is...
Gene Matthews. Yeah, Sheriff Gene Matthews. It just slipped my mind there a moment.
There have been so many, though, but
yeah,
this is what they do. I mean, look, criminals gravitate towards positions of power so they can operate unmolested. And our founding fathers knew this. We knew this. That's why police always had such a high code in the past to stop this from happening. And now, Jack, as you know, it's accelerating. I mean, how bad is it going to get?
Well, brother, when I go out and speak, like I did down in Texas a few weeks ago, I always tell the people that today, because those of good character and those that are of moral, religious beliefs are leaving the institutions and withdrawing, awaiting this rapture situation, and the evil people then move right on up and fill these vacancies. And today we have the promotion of the most evil people at these high levels so that they will protect the system and these criminals at the top of the system from the people. So that's
what
would be happening today.
Yeah, Chertoff, Gonzalez,
yeah,
all of them. And folks, were people raptured with Hitler? Were they raptured with Stalin? Were they raptured in Africa and Sudan, the Christians? That is a total cop-out, totally made up. A two-year-old could read the Bible. It's nowhere in there. And it's a total fabrication of the globalist. And, Jack, God bless you. My new film's coming out
yes,
in 2 days.
Hey, tell us how we can get a hold of that, would you please? I'm excited about seeing it myself.
Martial Law won't be out for 2 days. I'll send you a copy because I want to get your review of it, Jack. But Martial Law is my best work yet, and it'll be out in 2 days. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. God bless you, Officer McClam.
Hey, thanks a lot. Infowars.com. Okay, folks, you write that down, Infowars.com. Got to get a copy of that new film coming out. Thank you so much there, brother. And, folks, we're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with more on the Officer Jack McClam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means... They still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
I want to say something here for Alex Jones. Now, he doesn't know I'm about to say this, but I want to tell you something. Our police and military association here really do appreciate Alex Jones and his 3 hours a day because he does his research. He uses nothing he can't prove. Same thing we do here at Ain't a Bet Police Military Newsletter. You got to have the facts, ma'am, just the facts. We don't say or do anything unless we have the facts, unless we say it's our opinion. And we love Alex because of that. He does his research, and when he puts it down or puts it out, it's backed by fact and documentation. So I hope all of you will get a hold of his websites and get a copy of this new film that he's putting out, which we just are waiting with bated breath, whatever that means, but we are waiting with bated breath here at our Police and Military Association. So Infowars.com, get onto that on the web there and get this new video. I'll tell you what, Alex has shown us something here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. We've struggled for 24 years to try to educate police and soldiers around this nation with no money. With very little funds coming in, people praise the Lord, people donate to our police and military association. And without donations, we wouldn't have been able to reach the hundreds of thousands of police and soldiers we have over these years, hopefully millions and millions that we've reached. But we just don't know. We've been doing this for many years. But I've learned something, that there are ways to fund this outreach to brothers and sisters who love God and love freedom around this nation. And Alex Jones has learned how to do that. Praise God. You know, I hear people complain, well, he has these films and he sells these films. Folks, every single thing that people like he does is a benefit, a great benefit to our people. Every film he puts out that I buy and you buy, the monies go to put more information in the hands of fellow Americans out there. And he's learned how to fund himself and his own educational program of the people out across this nation and the world. And I praise God and pray that more of us would learn how to fund our own operations. I'm an old cop. I can take a shotgun away from somebody, but I just have not learned how to be able to promote Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter in such a way that we have our own funds coming in here. So we better pray that more of us learn how to make money, bring money into our organizations, because that's where we suffer, because the American people, I remember David Rockefeller saying years and years ago, he said when he was coming out of a meeting one time that he did not fear the right-wing conservative movement at that time, this patriot movement that was going on at that time, decades ago, because he said they didn't have a quarter in their pocket to promote their programs. And you know, he was absolutely right. So praise God for the Alex Joneses of this world. He gives us information here that we use to do more research on all the time at our police and military associations. And I hope you'll pray for his health, because he works 16 to 18 hours a day, gets very little sleep, and I don't know how long he can do this, but pray for Alex and also thank him and his organization for the outreach that they're doing to awaken literally millions of Americans at this time when we so badly need our people to be awakened. Thank you, Alex, for coming on. I've never said that about you, but it's been on my heart for a long time. And we love you, and just pray for your health, that you can keep going, and that you'll keep doing the things you're doing, which is awakening millions of our brothers and sisters out there who don't want to be slaves. Okay, let's go to the Congress right now, folks. The Congress is thinking about scaling back the U.S. Patriot Act. Now, yesterday, we hammered on the Catholics. Well, not the Catholic people themselves, but the hierarchy of the Catholic Church. You might have heard the program, the Black Pope and this evil organization called the Jesuits behind the throne of the papacy. And today, we're going to hammer on the Mormons a little bit. We've got just thousands of good Mormons out there that love God and love freedom and love the Constitution. But I think the grand poobah of Mormons died. Ezra Taft Benson was the greatest constitutionalist the Mormons ever had. And when he passed away, things started changing in the Mormon church. Because whenever Ezra Taft Benson was alive, he believed in what their book says. Joseph Smith, wasn't it, that said the Constitution would hang by a thread? And Ezra Taft Benson did everything he could to defend those within the Mormons and defend people in this nation that were standing up and fighting out against those that violated the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. After he passed away, what happened? A lot of my friends, Mormon friends, were getting excommunicated by the Mormon Church. What happened, Mormons? What happened? The Constitution is certainly hanging by a thread today. You don't need Ezra Taft Benson. Let me tell you what's going on right now. Senate bill to limit the draconian powers of the U.S. Patriot Act is expected to be introduced this current congressional session, but supporters say it will be an uphill battle since it doesn't have the support of Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Mormon Orrin Hatch. Can you believe this, folks? Orrin Hatch, we used to love this man 20 years ago, but something happened to him, and he's become a globalist and pushing for this Antichrist world government system, and he just stops everything we try to do to save the Constitution and save our freedoms. Mormons, he's one of yours. Now, if any man should be excommunicated, it's Orrin Hatch. Think about that. Pray about that. You've sure excommunicated a lot of good Christian patriots out there that stood up and fought against the government. Why not? I wish Ezra Taft Benson was back in office. I'll bet you Orrin Hatch would be excommunicated by now. But we're asking you to pray about that, Mormons. You know, we know you love this country. We know so many of you. So many of you are involved in the fight for what is right in this nation and the Constitution and against these globalists that are taking over. I think you need to get to your high muckety-mucks in the Mormon church. I don't know what you call them. I can't recall. But talk about excommunicating Orrin Hatch. You know his record. He's fought against everything to save this nation from going into this Antichrist world government system, and he's still doing it. Somebody needs to ping on his turret, and his head comes up out of that tank, and he ought to be talked to real strong by those that love God and love freedom in the Mormon church. He's an absolute embarrassment. When I think of Ezra Taft Benson and the great American he was, patriot he was, just makes this old cop angry to even look in the face of Orrin Hatch today. What a traitor to this country he is. And the Mormons are looking bad because they're not saying a word to this man that we know of anyway. And I have friends who have been excommunicated from the Mormon church since Everett S. Benson passed away for their constitutional work to try to save this nation. What's going on? A spokesman for Hatch's office declined comment, saying the senator didn't lend his support last session to this bill to limit the draconian law or the parts of the Patriot Act, and he didn't think he was going to support it this time. The bill has gained little support and has been languishing in the Senate since being introduced last October by Senators Dick Durbin, Democrat from Illinois, and Larry Craig, Republican from Idaho. It is designed to impose only minor restrictions on the anti-terrorism law without hampering efforts by law enforcement to investigate terrorists. A spokesman for Durbin said the bill was most likely to be introduced this term, depending on support gathered. The bill has a total of 19 co-sponsors, including Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mike Crapo of Idaho, and Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania. Hallelujah for those that are standing up and trying to scale back this draconian, despotic Patriot Act, folks. And those that are not doing that, shame on you. If a good Mormon in the community would like to come on anywhere in America and speak up for what I've just said and tell us why they're not excommunicating Orrin Hatch, please get a hold of me at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. We'll have you on. This man is a terrible embarrassment to the good Mormons I've known all of my life and serve with now to try to save this nation and our Constitution. Okay, I guess I hammered that one pretty good. I'm ticked. I really am. I just read this. Orrin Hatch, once again, standing up for the globalists, trying to destroy our Constitution, makes me angry because I know so many good Mormons that are directly different than this man and love God and love the Constitution and wouldn't sell out like he obviously have. Oh, my goodness, let me get control of myself here. Let's open the phone lines up. That's what we'll do. Maybe there's some good Mormons out here can cool me down, but I'm sure there are. Anyway, let's open the phone lines up, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in tonight. Got a big meeting coming up in Santa Clara, California, May 28 and 29. 2005, just before the draft comes in, the universal draft comes in June, we're going to be there, and we're going to be shooting our mouths off. A bunch of us going to be speaking up there. Clay Douglas. Oh, who else? Let's see here. my note pinned to the wall. Let me pull it down here, see who all is going to be there. Dr. Nick Begich, as you know, researcher on the HARP project in Alaska and emerging technologies. Wonderful man. I've had him on my show. And we're going to be talking about controlling the human mind. That's what Nick Begich is going to be talking about. And the origins of evil and the future of mankind by a man named Michael Terrazun. I don't know Michael, but the name sounds familiar. Let's see, who else? Daniel Hopsecker, Bushwhack Hoodwinked, and who's next? My pages are stuck together here. That's why I'm having trouble getting over this thing, because for some reason my pages are stuck together. Let's see here. Okay, Yuri Dalbenko. Dalbenko, author of Bushwhacked and Hoodwinked, about Bush and how he's part of the conspiracy and so forth. He'll be speaking. Then we got Daniel Hopsecker, Mad Cow Productions, going to be speaking. And we've got a couple leftists here. I'm really surprised that we're going to have the old communist Dick Gregory speaking, African-American comedian, political humorist. That ought to be interesting, meeting the old communist Dick Gregory, but he'll be there speaking. That'll be very interesting. Clay Douglas will be speaking, a good buddy, and I'll be speaking there too. And here's what I have to say, folks. Officer Jack McLam has spent over 30 years in the military, law enforcement, and working with our nation's men and women in the military. He'll be speaking on the part the police and military will be playing in our lives under the coming suspension of the U.S. Constitution and a military rule system in America. Okay, I'll be speaking about a lot of things, but I'll be there. That's May 28 and 29. And let's go real quick to the phone lines. I believe somebody's on the line, and I'll come back and give you a little more information on this big meeting coming up. Let's go to Sam, Brother Sam in Missouri. How are you, brother?
Doing all right, Jack. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Listen, this is one of the things that I'm seeing a lot more of, and the bottom line is our founding fathers gave a lot more than a lot of us have given today to stand up for freedom, and this officer that you talked about that was murdered at the beginning of the broadcast just underscores how far down the tubes we've gotten, the point that when you stand up for righteousness and goodness, these people will come at you from every turn. And while, I mean, it's not quite that radical here, I mean, I've just seen little bit of the circling the wagons over the issues that we've been fighting here in Missouri. So, the bottom line is we're either going to have to learn to become brave and vigilant or we're guaranteed to go down in flames, absolutely.
Yes, brother. Well put. Well put. You're absolutely right. In my speech up there on May 29, I'm telling the people, it's now or never. We better get our act together now, or it's going to be too late soon to stop these globalist plans for this world dominion. And I appreciate you, Sam and Trish, for all you're doing down your way. We're waking up people, and so much you're doing for the National Association of Micro Broadcasters too, brother. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're certainly trying, and it's not over, and that's what I keep telling people. Just one battle isn't all you're going to be fighting, you know.
That's right. We're going to keep swinging until we can't swing anymore. The Lord comes back and cleans house, but I'm proud to serve with you, brother.
Well, you bet. Absolutely, Jack. And I just wanted to put that out there, because too many times we fight a little battle and we pack it in and go home, and we can't do that.
Yes, yes, we certainly do. They don't stop fighting. That's one thing I've noticed about these communists and these globalists is they may lose a battle tomorrow, but the next day they've dusted themselves off and they're just right back in your face trying to bring it up again.
And the other thing, too, Jack, that we got to do is rather than be on the defensive like so many people are today when things come down the pike, one of the most important things is learn how to be offensive, because that's been the problems over the years. We just keep swallowing bitter pills and taking things as they dish them out to us. That's one of the things. That's why I think the church has fallen by the wayside, because what happens is they'll do something and then the people in the mainstream churches might scream and cry a little bit like they did over the issue of abortion, and then they pack it in and go home. And I mean, we're even seeing somewhat of an amount of that with the Terri Schiavo case. I don't hear nearly the people standing up on behalf of Terri Schiavo like there was. And the point of the matter is that we've never won a fight by doing like that. I mean, can you imagine if all you did out on a battlefield, Jack, is you go out on the battlefield, fire a few rounds at the enemy, and then run away?
And don't reload? Yes, brother, you're absolutely right. We've got to keep reloading and reloading and going forward every step. Yes.
Yeah, and that's why I say, I mean, I've never even been in a physical war before, but I understand the art of it. I mean, the art of it is you gotta be, vigilant, and you have to positively stand and say, hey, this is a line in the sand, no further.
Take ground, right?
You got
Take
it. Ground. God bless, Jack.
Hey, God bless you too, brother. Say hi to Trish, and, keep on going. You're doing wonderful work down there, brother. Take care. Okay, folks, we're up on our next break and the last break. Close out the program when we get back. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. Be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
And get Terry in Texas. Terry, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, thanks for having me.
Good to have you.
I had heard that you were mentioning, well, you know, of course, they're denying it, and Kerry had mentioned, oh, yeah, that Bush was going to have to institute the draft, but I thought I'd heard you mention that they were going to institute the draft. Are you 100% certain, pretty certain, and if so, when do you think?
Well, we've sure heard it from our military people here at Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter, and it looks like he's got orders to go into Iran and Syria this summer, and he's going to have the draft, just like our military friends have told us. So we're not absolutely certain, because God's in control, and even if he wanted to do it, God could always change his plan. But as best as we know, June 2005 is when they went to institute the draft, but they've got to have a big terrorist event in America before that, if they're going to get the people to give up their girls and boys to this war god of theirs. And so we're really concerned about this terrorism that's going to come before the draft to sell it to the American people. So, no, we're not absolutely sure, but that is the plans of the government, we've heard.
Yeah, that definitely would make sense, because, you know, if that were the case, then that would supersede any promise of, but look at this over here. That negates the promise.
That's true. The American people will demand martial law, and they'll go for the draft if they can just pull off another terrorism event.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it certainly wouldn't surprise me.
Well, thanks for calling
all right.
us, Terry.
Well, thank
all
you.
Right. Call back again now. Okay, let's go to Jim in Boston. Jim, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Good evening. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, good to have you on, brother.
I just want to say to your fellow listeners, I'm speaking to you right from the enemy state, right in the nest of the vipers, which is Massachusetts, the most liberal state in the entire union.
Well, there's other states trying to take that honor away from you, Jim, but I believe you're right.
Yeah, we got a governor up here that's just is about as gullible as they can get. And I tell you, all the
governors are globalists, Jim.
Oh, absolutely.
He's not gullible. He knows
he's just waiting to bide his time for when the chips are down. But I tell you, we're on to them. And we're going to keep on running. We're going to run right after them.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much for standing up and serving.
Yep, I'm referred to as the Free Patriot.
Good. Well, Jim, thank you so much. For my three boys and nine grandchildren, we appreciate everybody that's standing up and speaking out today.
Oh, absolutely. There's one more thing I want to make a comment on.
Okay.
I believe this whole thing with the war in Iraq, plus what may happen in Iran and Syria, this goes all the way back to World War I. And I've been saying this to many of the people I've known over the years. This is going back from the late 60s, early 70s, that this whole thing was brought about by the international banking cartel, and it goes back to 1918, Woodrow Wilson. I mean, these are the traitors that are bringing this country down.
Well, it's the end of the program, Jim, and you make a lot of sense. I hope you'll call back again.
Oh,
okay?
Absolutely, I will. You have
all
a good
right.
night.
Have a good
God
night.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jim. Okay, folks, I hear the music. Time to get out of here, but we'll be back with you tomorrow, God willing. And don't forget, this is the time to stand up against the New World Order. Say your prayers and ask God to bless America. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. I truly do. Good night.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.